Welcome home, love. Mad? No, I'm not mad. I'm just sitting here in the dark for no reason, hearing all the details and gossip of your mission. No, no, please do explain away why you felt it necessary to seduce an enemy officer, Oh, that's it, is it, Oh, you had no other option, you just had to do it. No, no, I see how it is. I hope you see how this is. I hope you understand that I have no other choice. Oh, I know nothing serious happens between the two of you. But I just need to remind you that you're my pet. You belong to me. And I'm going to have to remind you of that fact, it seems. Oh, you can blame the mission all you like, but that doesn't change the fact that I need to reestablish ownership. Oh, what's the matter? Can't move with me pinning you down like this. Good. This is just a taste of the reminders I'm going to put you through. Oh, what? Am I choking you a little too hard, Bliss? Oh, I really ought to call you by your call sign. After all, what was it that officer was calling you? His sweet little honey bunny? His cute little joy, It sounded an awful lot like he was trying to claim you. I know you wouldn't have let him. But here's the thing. You seemed to be enjoying yourself over comms. I know he was a handsome, rugged type. After all, you do seem to have a affinity for those kinds of men. A trained killer. A man who's an expert with guns and knives. Tall, bearded, sexy accent. You can't tell me you weren't enjoying yourself at the time. Letting him feel you up. Pressing kisses against his neck. Making him think he had you right where he wanted you. Daddy, please, what? What? You gonna tell me exactly what your plan was? You little honeypot? It's not up to me if you go on these missions or not. But I am going to recommend against them in the future. Or because I don't like it. No, I know. One man's wants and needs don't dictate the intelligence community. But I need you to understand something just like I need them to understand something. You are mine. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to put on that pretty little party dress they had you in. I'm going to cut it off of you bit by bit with this knife. You know, the one you gave me. The one with your call sign etched into the flat of the blade. And once I'm done, I'm going to drag it over your skin. I'm going to leave little red marks to remind you. I'm going to pin you down under me and I'm going to fuck your brains out. I am going to make you forget your own name because you're going to be so busy screaming mine. Yeah? Does that sound like a good idea, love? I suppose I can let go of your neck then. Oh, by the way, don't bother taking any protection. I do intend to breed you and claim you completely. Understand? That's a good girl. Go on then. Well, that was right quick. You were gone, what, all of 5 minutes? You must have been looking forward to having me reclaim you. Come here. I said, come here. Yeah, that's good. Pressing up against me like that. Let's have ourselves a little dance, eh? Just like you and what's-his-face at the party. Did you enjoy doing this with him, Part of me wonders if you were doing it to make me jealous. Huh? Oh, you don't have to stammer over an explanation for me. I think a part of you did want to make me jealous. You wanted to see exactly how much I cared. Well, mission accomplished if that was the case. By the way, I knew he stuck his hands under your dress like this. Felt up your ass. Goosed your tits like this, treated you like you were his property. But that simply isn't true. The things you were saying to him, I've only heard you say to me. You were enjoying being a little show-off, weren't you? So desperate for the attention. Oh, of course I was listening in, love. It's all part of the mission. Do me a favor and keep that in mind next time. Well, I did promise I was going to cut it off of you. So let's get started. Oh, there we go, the last bit here. And then it just falls off of you. Oh, well, no, it was probably pretty expensive. And you might have to return it to your spy people. But I frankly don't give a fuck, my dear. Frankly, I think they need to be asking me for permission when they dress you up. Yeah? Maybe we'll have a game of dress-up ourselves. I'll put you out in a fun party. Maybe a nightclub. Dress you up as sultry as you like. And have a toy inside of you the whole time that I control. I'll let some guys talk to you. Chat you up, buy you a drink. I'll let you enjoy yourself getting all that attention. All the while you'll feel that toy buzzing inside of you. A reminder that I'm there in the shadows, watching every move you make, knowing just who owns you. Oh, sweetheart, You're positively drenched. There's a little river running down between your legs. Oh, it's a good thing I got that dress off of you in time. Wouldn't want it to get covered in pussy juice. Oh, no, you can scarcely wait for me. Oh, please, Daddy, what? Please, Daddy, drag the tip of my blade over your collarbones like this. Yeah, leaving a little red line. Oh, yes, whimper for me. No, I'm not going to hurt you. Not in any way you don't enjoy. Yes, you do enjoy quite a bit, don't you? Oh, what would it take? Oh, quite a bit. In fact, if you had let him fuck you, I don't know if I'd have forgiven you for at least a week. Which means no missions, no going outside. You'd just be indoors all the time, having me do nothing but pop pills to keep me hard, to breed you every second of every day, to get his stench off of you. As it is, I may need to spend a couple nights but I don't think you mind that, do you? No. I knew you wouldn't. Oh, no, sweetheart. You are just so eager for me. So here's what you're going to do. You are going to lay back on this bed, and you are going to watch me as I claim you, as I sink my cock in over and over. Yeah. As I make your belly practically bulge with the size of me, going balls deep over and over again until I breed you. And then, well, then I'm going to keep you coming and coming until you pass out. And when you wake up, I'll be right there to do it again. Yes. Who do you fucking belong to? Yes, such a good answer, love. You're making Daddy so fucking happy. yes, I know. That was a lot of teasing, wasn't it? You have no idea how much you were teasing me that whole time. So far away from me saying all of those dirty things. Oh, really? You were secretly saying them to me? Oh, maybe next time you will. Maybe next time, when we have you surrounded by all those men, I'll have you tell them all about what you want them to do to you. But the truth is, it's going to be everything you want me to do to you. So go on and be as creative as you'd like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Yes, you're so fucking good. So fucking tight around my cock. Squeezing every inch of me while I sink myself in down to the hilt. Yeah? What do you want me to do? Oh, pull your hair. Like this, Make you bare your throat to me. Show your neck in submission. While I lean over, helping you wrap your legs around me. Oh, that's a good girl, love. I know it excites you being desired by other men, but let me remind you that none of them own you, just me, only me. Always. Yes, that's it. That's it. Drag your nails along my back while I mount you. Keep you pinned down in a mating press like this. Fuck. You're driving me crazy. Yes. Fuck. Driving me up the fucking wall. Letting me feel every tight soaking fold as the tip of my cock hits your cervix over and over again. Here, let's try this, shall we? A little wand against your clit to force that overstimulation on you. Yes. Yes, I love hearing you whimper and scream for me. Who owns you? Who fucking owns you? That's right. Daddy does. Daddy ghost owns every fucking inch of you. Inside and out. Body, soul, and fucking mind. All of it's mine. All of you is mine. Oh, shit. Oh, you're clapping around me so much as you come. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Daddy's breeding you. Yes, fuck. Oh, shit. That was so fucking good. Oh, even my cock's a fucking mess. Let me just crawl up over you so you can clean me off before I go again. That's a good girl. Suck me clean. You doing all right? All right. I'm gonna get you some water. Clean you up a little bit. Give you a nice break before I fold you in half again and claim you. Oh, I did love the way you screamed my name. It's always pleasant to be reminded who owns you. Yeah? Well, I guess if you put it like that, I belong to you too. But I think for all intents and purposes, you're all fucking mine, sweetheart. So just relax. Let Daddy take such good care of you. Or you want cuddles? You're going to have to wait until I'm all finished with my reclamation of you. Oh, but then I promise, I'm going to give you some very good cuddles. Yeah. Pinky promise.